Blog Talk Radio.
Go.
Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone in the listening audience. Praise be to God. This is Reverend Arroyo Ruth, Prince's Love, and I come to you with greetings in the name of Jesus. The Word of God teaches us all that we should do in word and deed. Do all in the name of Jesus. The Word of God teaches that whatever you ask, believing that you shall receive it in the name of Jesus. So there is never an opportunity where you don't have the opportunity to use the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, God Almighty, who sits high and looks low, who's reigning in our hearts and our minds, we're thanking you, God. We enter into your presence. You are a consuming fire. You are holy, and you are worthy of all of our praise. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, and we exalt you. Because truly, Lord, there is not a human being within listening range on earth that is worthy to be praised. But we are so busy praising man that we don't praise you enough. And I want to take this opportunity with all that is within me to give you all the praise, my God, in the holy name of Jesus, asking you to forgive us for all of our sins we've committed, knowingly and unknowingly. Asking you, Lord, to forgive our debtors as they have forgiven us. We know, Lord, that you are love, and we come with love in our hearts and in our minds and in our thoughts, letting the words of love in the ushering by the Holy Spirit come out to the reigning listening ears this night. We thank you, God, for blessing the leaders of the country, the leaders of each state. Sober mind them. Give them a sober mind and a heart that panteth after righteousness to have and live in integrity, to know and to want to do the things that's right. Politics is evil. It is evil to the core. But God, you are greater than our hearts, your words say. You're greater than our intentions. You are greater. So we ask you, Father, to bless every leader all over the country, presidents, on down to the janitors. We ask you, Father, to bless the governors and mayors and city councilmen in every city and state. We ask you, Father, to go to Israel. Pour out your blood and your love on Israel. Because your words say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, your words say, if we love Israel, you will love us. We know, God, that we are the spiritual Israel, but we are also praying for the physical Israel. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless every person on this line and in this listening audience that they might have children who love you, Lord, who are seeking you, who are hungry and thirsty for you, Lord. Send a famine in the land that men would thirst after righteousness to know you in the pardon of their sins, to know you, Lord, in all your glory with your wisdom and your knowledge and your love unfeigned. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for electing us and choosing us and calling us before the foundation of the world. We thank you, Lord, for your words say, for we didn't first love you, but you first loved us. We can't brag or boast, Lord, because it is you who have loved us and chosen us before we was ever even a thought in our mother's womb. We love you, God. And we want to live up to the worthiness of the love that you have placed in us. And only you can do that, Abba Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And let it be all of you and all of the Holy Spirit in that go out in here and quicken the ears. Open those dull ears and quicken that heart, that they will all pant after righteousness. And not me, me cease, you increase, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, guys. I thank you all for being out there tonight to hear us. We thank God, Dr. Hunter, for his faithfulness and his dedication to try and continuously bring this word of God to you all. He's steady scouting around for new people who can share. We come against any airway trouble in the name of Jesus. The devil is alive. It's trying to act up, but I tell you, I got the victory. I got the victory. Let me see. I tell you, we find every force that we can to the airways, not only for me, but for all those that shall be on after me tonight. I wanted to speak to you tonight on forgiveness and the attitude of gratitude and the attitude of praise, glorifying God. But first of all, forgiveness. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You know, and we've learned through the word that if we don't forgive, God can't forgive us. And look how much God has already forgiven us for. He's forgiven us. The word of God say that he has moved our sins as far as the east is from the west. They don't even touch, you know, and he's threw it in the sea of forgetfulness. Now, we're talking about forgiveness, but remember, there is forgetfulness. God has forgotten all of your sins that you have committed once you have turned your life over to him. Yet, judgment's going to begin at the house of God. Ain't that something? Judgment is going to begin at the house of God. And every man's got to give an account of the things we've done in this life. And I agree with all of God's judgments. I agree with all of God's plans for us. Because here's the catch. Romans chapter 8 teaches us that there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who lust, who thirst, who seek, who hunger after righteousness and not after the flesh. And there, ring the bell. That's where I'm going. The reason the judgment's going to begin at the house of God is because a lot of us cannot put this flesh to death. See, God has quickened us and made us alive. I read that to you in the last 2 weeks. That's coming from Ephesians chapter 2 and Titus, you know, not by works of righteousness. So we got to forgive all this wickedness that's going on. We got to forgive those who sin against us. Forgive a relative who said something that hurt you or pleased you, or a church member who, or even in the grocery store. You know, you got to be so careful because this world is so wicked that it's got people, if you look at them crooked, they ready to fight you and cuss you out. I went to pick up my son last night around the corner and drove in. And it was a woman in a wheelchair. This is 1 o'clock at night, sitting out there in the street cussing, just cussing. Called me all kind of names. I never seen a woman before in my life. She was cussing everybody that rode by. It just wasn't me. This, we abound them demons. I bound them. And my son bound him. We bound him. He said she had been down that way where his truck was. I'm telling you, we got to forgive because they're literally, it ain't people we're dealing with. And that's what I want to remind you. We're dealing with spirits. Spirits. This world, there's wickedness. Roaming to and fro. All the Bible say the devil is seeking whom he can devour. And anybody that'll give in to their flesh, whether you be saved or not saved, is willing, is going to let demons take charge of you. And let me give you an example. Say, for instance, somebody did something to you. Say, let's just do something simple, like somebody borrowed some money from you and didn't pay you back. And then to get my flesh rising, and I got a lot of flesh points myself, you know, and I'm no different than you. Don't think I'm much different than you. Don't think I'm so holy and so righteous. I'm only holy and I'm only righteous because Jesus has made me holy and righteous. I never had any power from the beginning to be holy and righteous. It is God who has made us righteous and holy. And it is us who have to resist the devil, the word of God say. Resist the devil. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Let this mind, these are tools that I'm giving you to show you how to overcome the flesh. Let this mind be in you. That was in Christ Jesus, who thought, listen what it said, Jesus. Now, I want y'all to remember Colossians chapter 1, who Jesus was. It ain't like he was, yes, he walked this earth for 33 years, yes, but he had created it before he walked it. Oh, glory, hallelujah, that was a great revelation, y'all. That he had created the earth way before he walked it. Do you understand? Colossians chapter 1, all things were created by him, for him, through him. And without him, there was nothing created. Jesus did that, my friend. Yeshua, Elohim's son. Oh, glory! I tell you, I just get excited thinking about the word. Because the Holy Spirit is inside of me. And greater is he that's in me than this flesh that it's in. That's another revelation I'm giving y'all. The Holy Spirit, which is God, is inside of us, all of us who've been born again, and he's greater than this little old temple that it's in. Can you believe that? Now you gotta really meditate on that. If the Holy Spirit is in a human body of that's going to decay and go back to the dirt, and yet, it is greater than the body it's in. So God, when it says in Matthew 28, let me go there right quick. And Matthew 28, this was the Great Commission for when Jesus was getting ready to leave. And he says, let me give you this. But the Holy Spirit is inside you, yet he's greater than the body that it's in. that's amazing. I mean, amazing. That's why when sickness and pain, all these things attack the temple, you know, this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. This is the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are his temple. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read to you right quick. Matthew chapter 28. I would love to start at verse 1, but I better go down to 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. 28, verse 18. Verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And one day we're going to do a teaching. I'm going to do a teaching on that very verse, 28:19, but not tonight. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth, world, even unto the end of the world. Now, given us all power. All power was given to Jesus, and Jesus gave it to us when we received him. Okay. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And greater is he over my flesh. I just have to learn to yield to it. And the first lesson in learning to yield is to forgive. To forgive my enemy, to forgive myself, to forgive those who trespass against me, to forgive. Because God can't forgive me if I don't forgive. I must bring my body under subjection. Teach it to, you know, that's why I encourage all of you and to let you know that you are my beloved. I am your beloved. You are my beloved. We are beloved by the Most High God. If someone should tell you, don't nobody love you, laugh at them. Tell them you're a liar. You're a liar. I am loved. I am loved like nobody can believe because Jesus Christ loves me. That's hard for me sometimes to believe, but it's true whether I believe it or not. Do you understand? Whether you believe it or not, Jesus loves you. Yes, and he would that no man would be lost. He that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. He said, I got to go. I got to go. But I'm going to send you a comforter, and he shall lead you and guide you into all truth. And truly, we wish Jesus could have stayed, but then Jesus couldn't get inside of each one of us if he had to stay. But the Holy Spirit, precious, he's inside of us, and you will never forget the day that he came and made his abode, took up residence, made his home inside of you. Unworthy, ungodly, un-us, me, in me. I tell you, I get all excited when I think about it. When I think about Jesus, I just can't even understand how he could do such greatness. He's so great, and he's so loving. And he's so wonderful. I mean, there ain't enough airways in the world to tell the world about the love of God, about how great he is, and the magnificence. I can't even, my vocabulary isn't good enough. His magnificent spirit is inside of me. Oh! And so therefore I must bring my mind under subjection. I can't look at me as who I think I see in the mirror, because that ain't even me. I ain't never really met the real me. But God has met the real me and the real you. And that's why I'm pleading with you. Forgive, overlook, forbear, you know. Don't jump on every little word of dialect somebody say that's inappropriate to you, or, you know, let it go over your head. Learn that's the ignorance, like Jesus said. You know, do you realize when Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? He was He was not only talking about that moment, that precious moment that they were spitting on him and laughing and making him the joke of the world. Oh, God, don't make me cry. Don't make me cry to think it. I could cry about that. But because Jesus is so humble, and I mean, we got such arrogance. We human beings are so arrogant. And here God himself walked amongst us. And he didn't allow one ounce of his arrogance to come out. Could you do it? No, I couldn't do it. I'm going to tell you. If I created you and you standing up spitting on me, making fun of me, talking about you, so if you, God, come down off of that cross. You healed others, heal yourself. And then they gave him vinegar when he was thirsty, y'all. They gave him vinegar. Oh, Lord. None of us. There ain't nobody could have took his place. God himself came down and became our blood sacrifice. And you're going to tell me you can't forgive? You're going to tell me you can't forgive? No way. There's no way. Oh, yes, I can think of a lot of things, a lot of scenarios to present you. And, you know, that would make you want to do vengeance. Yet I have to animal. Everything that God has made has a great purpose. And at this moment, a turtle is coming to my mind. How it goes back up under its shell, you know, and hides its head and everything, and the shell covers him. That's what Jesus basically did, you guys. That's what he basically did. He was God. He was God, the creator. And he walks amongst the people he had created. And he restrained himself. He wrapped himself in lowliness. I tell you, the Bible says God laughs. God laughs. He has to laugh. He has to laugh. Here people were talking about, I don't even want to mention his name, but one of the people that's running for president. He has the audacity to tell y'all that he's basically God. That's what he tells you. He's arrogant. I mean, humility is the key. If God can be humble, who are we that we can't be humble? Let me tell you something. I'm praying that that person don't become president. Because that is the beginning characteristics of the Antichrist. The Antichrist. I'm confused because that party that person is running for say that they are Christians. They say that they are conservative. I have never found that word in the Bible, but I have found the word liberal. And liberty in the word. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty. Liberty. I mean, you got to go in the word and find yourself in the word. You know, the Bible teaches about all this. But you got to open your ears to hear what I'm saying. Politics is filthy. It ain't nothing good about politics. It's worse than the mass murders. It's worse than Idi Amin. It's worse than all these here horrible things that have taken, than ISIS. Politics, not just that party, but politics here and all over the world is a filthy business. So we have to pray that God will send somebody who can bear the cross and become humble enough to be privileged enough to serve. The Bible says, he that is great amongst you is the servant. I want to be your servant. I humbly come to you tonight to encourage you to realize that God came in the flesh and God hung on the cross and that God was buried and in the grave for 3 days and God rose again. I come to tell you that God rose again and was seen of over 5,000 people. I want you to know this God was also the creator. And this God didn't have to do it for you and me. But he knew we needed a savior because there wasn't a chance in the world for us to be saved without him. I tell you, forgive. I'm going to give you some scriptures, Ephesians 4 and 32, Matthew 18 and 35, Mark 2 and 7, Mark 11 and 25, 1 John 1, 19. I'm going to go there for you. I'm going to go to 1 John 1, 19. I got 5 more minutes, and I want you to know, get drunk on Jesus. Stand. Put your feet in concrete. Stand for Jesus. They say we're living in a time now where people don't have no standards. No standards. 1 John 1:19. Here we go. Okay. 1 John 1:19. There we go. Oh. 1 John 1:19. My Bible don't have no 1:19. Must be 1:9. If it is 1:9. Sorry about that. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive.
Yes.
Our sin, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I've enjoyed being with you tonight, and I have preached you the gospel of the Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Holy One. The God who is going, who all power in heaven and in earth. Now, me, y'all, one day I'm going to do a teaching on all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto him. And while I got you over here in 1 John, let's go right quick to 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, 4:7. I think that's the scripture I want. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And now the Lord led me here to remind you, anybody that's speaking hate, anybody that's spewing out evilness is not of God. We love, God is love. Now, we see evil, but we know it's the spirit that's in these people. It ain't God, it ain't the people. So that's how you can tell yourself. that makes it easy for you to forgive them because you know it's not them. It's them spirits, them demons that has attacked and have made itself abode in them people to make them act ugly and speak ugly. We are human beings born dead, but our spirit, when you get to come into Christ, becomes quickened, made alive. That's what we are. And we're in our sins and trespasses, but Jesus Christ came and made a plan. So I want you to remember, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Let love reign and rule you. And now love is not like that, the poppy seed people. It's a stern thing. Love tells the truth. Love is bears all things, hopeth all things, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, you know. So I want you to know, just like as Christ is, so ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And remember, remember that you are the house of the greater one. The greater one lives in you, and he's greater than the house he lives in. Hallelujah. I want to thank you all for this wonderful night. And remember, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, preached unto the Gentiles, received up unto glory. God bless you. Have a blessed night.
Amen. Well, praise the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Cynthia Johnson from Georgia. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise God for being here. We just bless the Lord. Able to give him glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God because there's nobody like you, Lord. We honor you, we bless you, and we give you all the glory for the things that you have done, you are doing, and what you are going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Because this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm just glad to be alive today. I don't know about you, but it's another day that the Lord has kept me. He's kept me from all hurt, harm, and danger. He kept us from all evil. We could have been gone. I stood by the bedside of a loved one today and watch him took his transition out of here. But one thing about it, that's what it's all about, making sure that people give their life to Christ. This is what it's all about. We got to make sure that we got Jesus, and if you got Jesus, we can share this thing with other people. The Bible says after the Holy Ghost has come upon us, he said that we got the power to be a witness. Hallelujah. Be a witness of him. We can be a witness in our home, in our city, in our, then we go into the next state, then we go into the all over the world, the country, and just look at God. We got to be prepared, people, to be ready to go back with him when he comes. Thank you, Jesus. And if you got Christ in your life, you are not, shouldn't be ashamed to tell of the goodness of Jesus. Let people know that time is winding up. Jesus said, I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. And we can't stand by the wayside and watch others go to hell and talk about what they're doing and what they have done. But look at us. God looked beyond all our faults, and he saw our needs. So if he saw your need, that you were a sinner on the way to hell, we can see the needs of others when they're on their way. We got to try to do everything that we can. Save the lost at any cost. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to talk a little bit about two things that we can count on. I don't know about you, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, we can count on. We can't determine our challenge and stuff that the challenges and the blessings that we're going to have in this life. But according to Hebrews 9:27, we can always be sure of two things. It is appointed for men to die once. And after that comes the judgment. You got to know that without a shadow of a doubt. You're going to die and you're going to be judged. With the expectation of a believer, we living at the moment to see the rapture. We are living to see Jesus come back and take us in, like the book of Thessalonians tell us about, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. We are looking for that moment where we're going to be raptured. And the appointed time for death, everybody got that, every human has that appointed time for death. And you cannot cancel that. That's one thing I heard somebody say, that's one appointment that you won't be able to cancel. You know, I remember when Hezekiah, when they say he turned his face to the wall, when the prophet came and told him that tonight your soul is required, you know, and he turned his face to the wall and he cried out to God. And he began to tell the Lord, he said, Lord, you know, he just reminded him of what kind of life he lived. And he wasn't ready to die yet. But the Bible told us that before the prophet could get out of the courtyard, the Lord told him to go back and tell him that he was giving him 15 more years on his life. But when God get ready for us, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to go. That's one thing. He said, back to the dust we must go. You cannot come in this world and think you're going to live forever. We can't live our life all kind of way and think that we're going to continue to be here. We know not the day or the hour that he's going to come. But Jesus is coming back. He told his disciples that I go away to prepare a place for you. He said, but I'm coming back again to receive you unto myself. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you back another comforter, and that's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to keep us. If you're going to live on this earth any time in this life, you're going to need the Holy Ghost. It's going to keep us from doing wrong. It'll remind us of things. Oh, he'll be right there to protect us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. But what I was saying, that two things that we can really count on. You'll count on that you're going to leave this world one day. And then after that, it's going to be the judgment. It's appointed time for death. He said, each person will stand before the judge. The purpose of the judgment the purpose of judgment and resulting destiny will be very different for Christ's followers. It's not going to be the same kind of judgment. The people that believe in Christ, we are not going to be judged like the world going to be judged. But the Bible let us know that we all going to be judged. All who trust in Jesus will stand at the judgment seat of Christ to be recompensed for what they have done. And since we have given our lives to Christ, we and our sins have been forgiven, well, we have an eternal destiny in heaven. It's secured. Our destiny is secured. And this judgment will be to reward us. The saints of God will be judged to get their reward. You know, I heard people talking about, I want a crown. One day I'm working to get my crown. And you know what? By us doing good deeds and by us doing what God has called us to do, and being a witness, like he said, after the Holy Ghost come upon us, a sinner can't be a witness of Christ because he have not accepted Christ as his Savior. But if you have accepted Christ, then you can be a witness of Christ. You might know of him, but if you don't accept him personally and get to know him for yourself, then you can't really tell nobody about Jesus. I remember the time when I was going, I wanted to go to New Jersey, and I asked God for a certain amount of money to go to New Jersey. And I was living with a brother at that time. He wasn't saved. And he said, "You don't have that money." That was like a couple of days before time for me to go. I think it was like on that Wednesday he came to me. He said, "You don't have that money to go to New Jersey." I said, "No, not yet, but I'm going to get it." He said, "You're not going to get it." He said, "Because you put a deadline on God." He know of Jesus. He heard about Jesus, but he didn't know him personally. I met the man personally. I knew what God was able to do. The word told me that he's able to do abundantly above what I may think or ask, and I believe that. He told me that if I abide in him and his word abide in me, I can ask what I will. He told me, "Whatsoever I desire when I pray, believe that I have already received it, then I shall have it." So I had no reason to let him tell me something to make me lose faith in God, because I knew what the word said. We got to hold fast on what God said. He told me that you're not going to get that money because you put a deadline on God. And I told him, you can be that place in the Lord. You can make these requests unto him, and he will grant it. I was giving him the scripture where if you abide in me, my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will. And I told him, if you know what you're talking about, if you really believe in God, don't let nobody tell you nothing to shake your faith in God. I told him, I'm going to get that money. And when I get it, I'm going to put it on the table and let you count it. I kid you not, I came home the next day. I had money, I had checks. I didn't know what all I had, but when I went and put it on that bed, I counted that money and I told him, go in there, in my room. He went in my room. He saw it all scattered across the bed. He began to count. I had more money than I asked God for. That's the kind of God we serve. I asked him for a certain amount. He gave me a bonus. He gave me more. And all he could do was laugh. I began to tell him different things. And he got afraid of me because every time I would tell him something, things, it came to pass, and he got afraid. And one day I told him, I said, "I want something else. I'm going to ask God for something else." He said, "I don't want to know what it is." And I told him, I said, "I'm going to tell you anyhow." He said, "I don't want to know." So I told him. That man did a big old sigh. He said, "Whew," because he didn't know what I was fitting to ask God for. I was living with him at the time. He saw things started coming. I was calling things as be not as though they were. And he had a big old sigh after I told him what I wanted. And when I told him that, he was so happy because he thought, I said, "What did you think I was fitting to ask God for?" He said, "I thought you was going to ask God for my house." See, God was giving me everything else I was asking, because when you become a child of God, he said we can call those things as be not as though they were. We got to be able to stand flat foot and tell people what God said. The Lord, if he said we can have it, we can have it. But I'm getting back to what I was saying, that we have two things that we can count on. We can count on leaving this world, because Jesus said, back to the dust we must go. It don't matter. We don't know how we're going to leave this world, but we're going to leave here, and time is winding up. We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and believe and lean not on our own understanding. Just believe that God is with us. And once we give our life to Christ, we're not gonna have to be punished like the world, be judged like the world. That's why we trying to help everybody else to come to Christ. Hallelujah. But all who that reject Jesus, the sacrifice that Jesus, he went up to the cross for our sins, if they reject him, then they're going to have to stand before the great white throne, where their deeds will be irreversible. It'll be too late then to say, Lord, forgive me. The Bible said that every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess that he is Lord. But you see, we got to do it while we on this side, while we have a chance. One thing about it, the good news about it is that we got a chance in this life, right now. We can choose which judgment that we're going to experience. And it's up to you. Jesus said, choose ye this day to whom you shall come. It's up to you. He said, I put before you life and death. Choose life. He told us to choose life, but it's up to us. We can choose which judgment that we're going to experience. And if we believe Jesus is the Son of God, who died on the cross for our sin and rose again, we can have the inheritance reserved in heaven for us. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. We got a mansion in the sky waiting on us. All we got to do is believe in the Lord, trust in him, give our life to him while we have a chance. We don't know the day or the hour that the Son of Man shall appear. But the thing about it, we got to get it together. We got to know without a shadow of a doubt he is coming back. The five foolish virgins didn't know. I mean, they played around like they had a whole lifetime. But I come to tell you, we don't know when it is. Like I said today, I stood by the bedside of a loved one that made his transition. He went on to glory because I'm like this. If I can be a witness to you, but you know, if you don't listen, I don't force Christ on people. But as the Lord would lead me, then I would give them the word. About a month ago, I went to his bedside and I talked to him about the Lord. And he was ready. He was ready. He gave his life to the Lord about a month ago. And I thank God for that. Because you know what? When the others came and they began to cry, and I was telling them, he gave his life to the Lord. And you got to look at this. He's going to be with the Lord. He's to be absent from this body is to be with Christ. When you give your life to the Lord, that's when you go back with him. If you have not yet made this decision, I plead with you today. Don't delay. Give your life to Christ while you have a chance. We don't know when the Lord is coming. There is no way, no way, oh God, to know the minute that Jesus is coming. But I come to tell you today, we got to give your life while you got a chance. But choosing to follow Jesus is actually the thing that we got to do to secure our eternity in heaven. Give your life to Christ while you got a chance. And then you will be able to say, in a twinkling of an eye,
God's gonna crack the sky. You know the trumpet all will sound. Then we'll all be homeward bound. We're gonna be at his feet to be blessed. Where the saints are gonna be at rest. And we're gonna be caught up to meet him. In that midair, caught up to meet him. Be no more crying, caught up to meet him. No more dying, caught up to meet him. Then I'll be with the Lord forevermore and now. Caught up in the air. I got a home beyond the shore where I live forevermore with the one who died for me and the one who set me free. I'm gonna sit at his feet to be blessed. Where the saints are gonna be at rest. All are gonna be caught up to meet him. No more crying, caught up to meet him. No more dying, caught up to meet him. No more heartache, caught up to meet him. No more pain, caught up to meet him. We're going to see Jesus, caught up to meet him. Every day will be like Sunday, caught up to meet him. Gonna be caught up to meet him. In that air, caught up to meet him. Then I'll be with the Lord forevermore when I'm caught up in the air. I got a home beyond the shore where I live forevermore with the one who died for me. And the one who set me free, we're gonna sit at his feet to be blessed. Where the saints are gonna be at rest. Oh, we're gonna be caught up to meet him. No more crying, caught up to meet him. Be no more dying there, caught up to meet him. We're gonna see Jesus, caught up to meet him. Then I'll be with the Lord forevermore when I'm caught up in the air. Amen. We got two things that we can count on. We're going to leave this world and we're going to be judged afterwards. You got a choice to choose whether you're going to be judged to get your reward, get your crown of life. And I want a crown. I don't just want a crown of life. I want some stars in my crown. I want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We got to prepare now for the judgment day. Two things we can count on. To die and to be judged. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, God has been so good to tonight. One of the things that when you get to sing that song, I mean, it amplifies me and moves me up to the next level. And I don't know what else song you're going to sing, but I want to thank God for you and your ability to sing the song. Let's see. Come back home to your sons and your daughters. Come back home. Come on back home. Because they need you. And the more I see what's going on with our young men, they don't have a man image. See, a woman can't tell a man, here again we go into the fullness. A man can't tell a woman, and a woman can somewhat point to her, but a woman can't run a man, because a man, he has something about him that's entirely different. His makeup. Now, a woman has a creativeness that when a woman says she believes on Jesus Christ, she believes on Jesus Christ because she knows she's taking the first step of confession. I've arrived at faith. When you arrive and the woman believes it and the man believes it, but when you take that first step in the faith arena, you made that first step. And that first step is called, your conviction is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And what Jesus said, to believe, then is act on the word. When you act on the word of God, God allows you to do his word like he said. Beloved, I will say to you these words. To believe, there are two kinds of unbelief. See, first is to refuse to act on the knowledge that what God has given us. God has given us wisdom and not understanding. When you get an opportunity to go back and read the book of Colossians, you're going to find out what God is saying to you. God says, and when Paul writes, he says, I pray, God says, I've heard, I pray for you both night and day, since I've heard of your faith. I pray that your understanding, your wisdom, and your knowledge be increased. Who? Through who? Through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. And you know what? Jesus was a man, not like me, but he was a man, shaped like me. I looked like him. He was born of a virgin, came from heaven, walked these streets down on this earth realm, and did what God and he and God had agreed to. He sees, so there are two kinds of unbelief. See, that's an unbelief. A lot of people say, I just don't believe it. Well, there's a remedy for your unbelief. If you don't believe, you don't believe. So how can you ask a true and living God to take you to the next level when you don't even believe that it exists? He does exist, as far as I'm concerned, and you're, but when you refuse to act, see, when you refuse to act on the knowledge, so I ask a question to those out there on the radio land. When God said, let there be light, was it the devil or was it God? It was God. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be light. And see, one thing I want to say to everybody, I believe God is this. When you have the knowledge of the word of God, it becomes we can call them a spell his word. Unpersuasiveness ability. Refuse. That's a long word. When we refuse to do what? We refuse to pursue, to act on the will of what we know to be true. We refuse to act on a knowledge. Knowledge has power. Wisdom has leading understanding. Will bring you to a point that it gets you to weigh some things, it gets you to look at some things in a different perspective. But when you don't take your time to understand what God is saying to you about you, you see, you have to take an understanding. No. So we do not know. We don't know, can we act? I'm speaking to those out there that are on the radio land and to those who want to know. God is possible. See, he promised us a name that is above every name. He promised that to us. He promised us a name. He promised it in Hebrews. He promised it. And see, everything that God done, it's not in his hands. He gave it over to his son. And when you take time to go read the book of Hebrews, you're going to find out that God gave it all to his beloved son. Why did he do that? Because God knew, and giving it to his son, he knew that his son would do what he was supposed to do. And you know what? I want to thank God for just listening for this moment. I want to say something I'm speaking about. Anybody else want to say to this that while we're on the radio? Anybody else? Anybody? Anybody got a word? Give that up. Amen. Go ahead. PSH flesh can be born. But the flesh might die. It must die. The flesh has a place. It has an argument it makes for itself. Now I want to just go in and tap, and say it, please. The flesh dies. When the day comes that we leave, when I leave this body, my flesh is no longer alive, but it's dead. It's what lives within me. It is called a spirit. And if my spirit is weakness, there with my 2-year-old grandson and see him come to me and say, Papa, that made me feel, my God, the generation of generations in Abraham, earth shall be healed. He said, he shall live again. I said, oh, Lord, we know he's going to live again, Lord. We know that. I understand that. But, Lord, I'm talking about now. And Jesus said, good God Almighty, hear Jesus. I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. God the Father began to speak. God the Son began to speak. God the Holy Spirit began to speak. I am. When you hear that word, I am, it's a classification of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, down to the grave. I'm the one going to hell. And you know what it said? And Paul said, he said to the death and hell, said, where is thy victory? Where is your victory? And Jesus said, oh, no, it's in my right hand. And see, God the Father, God the Father said, it's in my right hand. And that's why we have to come to him and see, my mother's gone, my father's gone, my mother's gone, my wife's gone, one's still left. But I want to tell you, I believe. Don't see Jesus still my child for myself. I'm going to see him one day. For what's going on, I can't judge nobody but myself. And the Bible says, God's not going to judge this world. When you get time, go read the book of Romans. You'll find God is not going to judge the world. He's giving that to his son, Jesus Christ. And you know what Jesus gave it to us? He's giving it to us. We shall judge the world. But we got to be in number one standing with God, through God, and by God. That's why it's so important. Everybody on the radio station, on the prayer lines, on here, we hope that's a whole new league right there. No, it's not, because God said, I spoke myself into existence. So we go to the book of Genesis. What do we find? In the beginning was the word, that's in John. But say, we go to the Genesis, and we find that it was on that day God spoke. See, God speaks everything into existence. We the heathen, God is speaking it right now. He's speaking it to you right now. Why is he speaking it to you? He's speaking it to you because he wants you to understand. I'm on your team. Can you get on God's team? Do you want to get on God's team that you live in? Christ has to abode there. And the more we allow him to abode where he is right now, the flesh must die that the spirit may live. You've got to punish it. I don't know if I want to do all that. I'm at the church where the pastor said, well, the pastor's got to come under the same auspice that the Bible says. Well, the pastor, well, the teacher told me this, the teacher got to do the same thing. Well, the prophet came along and told me this. Yeah, but sometimes the prophet got it wrong also. There is not one prophet in the Bible that got it wrong, but one or two in the Old Testament. God's raising up apostles. They're not afraid. None of the 5-4 ministers are afraid. But I'm telling you, know, the more the promise is, God made a promise. Go back into the Old Testament, and you will find that God made the 5-4 ministry. He did it for a reason, that he may come among Gentiles and the Jews and persuade them. See, God is he's a complete God. My God, he's a complete God. He's a complete God because he's so complete that he loves us so. And you know, when I ask God something in the name of Jesus, I believe he's going to do it. It may not be my time, but it will be called life back into the body. But you know, somebody wanted to come to the funeral home because they said, no, that's money for us. But all we have to do sometimes is arise and do what God said to do. Everybody say, you sound like you're crazy. I am. I'm crazy for the word of God. I'm crazy because I'm in love with God. Because I want to see more what God is saying. See, but when he come along and he said, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you another back to Jerusalem. Don't leave now. Stay right there. Got some fire. They went, 500 stayed there. Some had to leave. Ended up 120 people. And on that 10th day of the 10th hour, somewhere in the book of Acts, the Holy Ghost began to baptize this world that we now live in. Made his abode. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Fight him. See, the devil is nothing but a big liar. He's a liar from day one to where he is right now. And if we stand firm on the word of God, if we stand firm on the word of God, and when you pass, purity, when you pass, and you stop crying out to somebody, what I'm trying to do now, you got to put your hands up to the living God through Jesus Christ. He is the one that's going to come and make it possible. Amen. So, you know, the more I begin to teach the word, I just have to get so see when you're being a seeking power, it's called a culture. A lot of folks want it from all the way from Florida to Mexico around and these United States. People want the Holy Ghost. They want that culture. They want it, but they're afraid of it. Why? It's gonna make a change. It's gonna make a change. It's gonna make a change. And they don't want that. Some people don't want. See, if you can pray, Jesus said these words. Can you pray with me for 1 hour? Why? I gotta pray for 1 hour? Because he said I got to see your loyalty. Are you loyal to the word of God? Yes, I am. Can you be persistent with the word of God? Yes, I am. When I make a mistake and forget, I say, Lord, forgive me. I forgot to do this. I forgot. You know what? God brings me to a place. He doesn't kill me. He chastises me.
Yes.
And when he chastises me, he said, I still love you.
Yeah, no, you're getting
away. Amen. Well, my time on this hour, 30 minutes up. And anybody else got some words they want to say? Somebody that needs prayer, I've been calling in on prayer. And we will do it for you tonight. Amen. Amen. Anybody got a word they want to say?
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody?
Amen.
Amen. Anybody need a healing? Is it possible?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Amen. And you know one thing I want to thank y'all? I want to thank for A. Roy, I want to thank for Sister Evangelist Johnson. Madam, I don't know what, I think he got something to have about that. But I want to just say, I want to thank all of y'all tonight.
Amen.
Because,
amen.
Amen. Because we've seen something today.
Now, yes.
I heard Cynthia say she watched a man cross over. I didn't see the woman cross over. I got the word at 9:52 that she crossed over this morning. She had been battling with cancer, walking cancer free. But one day she just decided, my time is up. And she crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
She crossed over. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine when you had cancer that hit you on every part of your body and you're 60 some odd years and you're still here? But a son was in the prison and she decided, and she lived so that she could see her son out of prison. And so when she saw him free, she knew I'm ready to go be with the Lord because I've done my work.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you've done your work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
When Jesus done the work, he said, my time is up. I got to go. I must go.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
He said, I must.
The Lord.
I need to. It's a must.
Thank you.
It's a promise. Condition. I must go to the Father.
Must go.
Hiya. Hiya. Who glory? He said, I must. Not I want to, but it's a M-U-S-T. I must return to the Father. Because he and I have an agreement.
My God.
read something, we read something. He said, behold, I looked upon my beloved face to face. And I can just hear him say, I love you, and God Father says, I love you too. And the Holy Ghost says, I do too. And everybody is in harmony saying, we love, we love, we love, we love. And the more we the more we hear,
love.
Love. Love.
Jesus.
See somebody right now in America, and both sides of the aisle. And we look at what they couldn't even do today. And as I was passing by, I told my wife, I said, kind of get me on the wrong side of the river. Here we got both houses of Congress. Couldn't even pass something simple. Couldn't even go and put something. Said, we don't want nobody to be getting one of them big guns. But the devil said, see, I told y'all they ain't going to do it. I told y'all they're going to do what I say do. You know what? They did what the devil said do.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They ain't in love with Jesus. They ain't in love with God the Father. They in love with money, honey, money, honey, more money, more money. Mm. Ain't you got some money, money? And that's the devil's
thing.
But we live in a time, beloved. We live in a time that but we got to stay firm and committed to the Word of God. If you ain't got no more than 5 minutes, spend it with the Word. Sometimes I put my ears on, my earplugs on, and I listen to the Bible all night long. So when I hear the word in my spirit, I wake up with my spirit.
Yes.
Somebody said, how you do that? Simple. Put the earplugs on.
Thank you.
Close your eyes. Give God the glory. And let the spirit of, let the word. Paul began to talk to you out of the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. See, that's why I say that we got more women preachers today than we got men preachers. Somebody said, oh, honey, don't talk like that. It's true. They got a lot of men who walk by faith. They scared.
Yeah.
I'm going to say like the young boy said, they're scared. They're scared. That's what it is. They're scared. Don't let a woman come along there from Georgia and begin to sing and preach.
Yeah, Holy
Ghost. You can pray. When a man gets up and say, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. They don't like that.
They don't like that. Too tough.
They don't like to get up to doing the holy dance.
Jesus, I'm wrong with that.
But see, when I was in the world, I used to do the huckabuck.
The huckabuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two-step. The two-step. I did the two-step.
Amen.
I had fun. When I was in the world, I thought I had fun, but I found out I was killing myself.
Amen.
Well, glory. Anybody got a word that they want to say? Oh, the line's open. Anybody got a prayer they want to request, a healing want to request? The line's open to you. Go ahead and speak right now. My Lord Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise God. I just want to thank and praise God for another day. I thank and praise God for life, health, and strength, the use of my limb, being in my right frame of mind.
Thank you.
Give God the praise. I went to the doctor today, and all, hiya, woo, glory to God, all is well. I thank and praise God.
Thank you.
He checked on my fistula, and all is well. I go back in a few months, they check it again. And I went on downtown. They had taken us to more business, but I got back home, and I tell you, I was tired, but I rested a little. I couldn't hardly hear a little while ago. It was a lot of static in the phone, so I had to hang up.
Amen.
And so I just sang and praise God. I heard the sister when she was talking about salvation and everything and how you remind God of his benefits. And I just want to keep praise and thank God. And I pray for a young man who was beat up the other night on the corner down here. I'm praying that God save him, not only him but others. And I just ask that you all continue to pray for us.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. We got people in Texas. We got people in Georgia. We got people from New York listening
hey,
to us right there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, it's a lot of static.
Not on us. Let me try one more time.
Okay, now I hear you a little better.
Okay. I know what it is. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Oh, girl. The devil
Thanks.
Is a lie.
Ah.
He's a lie. Ooh. He's a lie.
Yes, he is.
Right now.
And, amen. And, well, I'm going to tell y'all, I ride to, they call them Metro buses in Houston, but I call them my Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I call my Rolls Royce driver come to get me. And one day I was on the Rolls Royce with a lady, and she was having some issues. I said, "May I touch you?" And she looked at me. She said, "Go ahead." And I touched her. She could feel the anointing flowing out of me to her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you,
oh, God.
And I said, "You're welcome, ma'am." And she's telling somebody else what she wants to do. And as God began to speak to her, God began to reveal. God reveals himself to us.
Yes.
When we sleep at night, he reveals himself to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thank God for this radio station because I want to see it be at the next level.
Yes.
Not the level, but the next level.
Already done.
Thank you, God.
Uh-huh. See, as I was talking to this man down there in Georgia, and I called his name Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall's gonna help me do some things. I said, "God, I've been praying," and God, Mr. Hall said, "Gonna help." I said, "Okay, Mr. Hall, we're gonna find out. I'm gonna find out if he's a snooker hooker, and I believe he's gonna help us do this thing right."
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He can
see,
do it.
Yeah. See, there's a lot of things in this time we now live in, beloved, that we who know that we know, he wills us by his name. We have that right to use his name, Jesus
That's
Christ.
Amen.
That woman walked for 14 years. But she only had one statement. If I can but touch the hem of his garment,
yes,
Lord. I'll be made whole.
No doubt about it.
But here, and can you imagine that? Women, can you imagine men? We don't understand what I do. Here's this woman for 14 years. She had a blood issue. She went to everybody, she could think of it, prayed and done it, but God had a set time for Jesus to come down. And she said what she said. She'd been watching it, she heard about it.
Amen.
If I can but touch, the hem of his garment. I know. I'll be made whole. And that's what we stand as today. Anybody got a prayer they want to leave? Want to pray for them? Anybody got something they want to say while we're on the radio together? Amen.
Thank
Anybody.
You,
we got about 50 more minutes to go. Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask y'all something for the next 3 or 4 days. Would y'all spend 1 hour with me in prayer? Would y'all spend 1 hour with me in prayer?
Prayer?
We can't understand
I said, you. I said, will you spend 1 hour with me in prayer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to say tomorrow at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11, Central Standard Time, when your time be 9 to 10, I want you to be with me in prayer for 1 hour.
A.M. or P.M.?
Ma'am?
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
Okay.
See. I like the way she pinpointed that. A.M. or P.M.? I like that.
Another judge.
Yes. But you know, the first thing I say to y'all is this. The first thing when I had my incident, God sent a woman from Georgia. From Georgia to me, and this being the prophesied to me. And tell me what thus says the Lord. And I said, well, wow. Never heard this before. And then for three or four years we walked together in the Lord. And God released us to do the way. That's God calling y'all to work. And we can do it. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
And so I just want to say to y'all tonight, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. And so for the next time, God bless y'all. Amen?
Amen.
All right, God bless you now.
Bless you.
Amen.
Come on.